heavier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them with the iron fences,
mm-hmm.
and which we used to have on Donnybrook. And it was primarily, though, so we could appreciate our view. We had a beautiful 360-degree view. From, I sure hated to give that up.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
On the farm or the ranch, you might have a fence that you could sit on. What would you call that kind of a fence?
Corral. Yeah, the old corral fence was certainly... but usually... A corral was a fair distance away from the house itself because certainly the odors and the noises that come mm-hmm. from them. But,
also I wanted to ask you, on the ranch or the farm, the buildings that are around, the other little buildings around the main ranch house, what are they called?
Well, you have everything from an outhouse to a barn, you have certainly mm-hmm. a tool shed or... and then, of course, on the ranch, you have you have a headquarters, which is the main ranch house, and then you mm-hmm. have the bunkhouse, which is where the cowboys used to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a big enough farm where you had farm hands that you had a place for them to live,
mm-hmm.
that was the...
Is that the same as the bunkhouse, or?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
but
I
for
say
the farm,
that except that bunkhouse is more like a dormitory.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In other words, all the men were sleeping in the same place, and
uh-huh.
they all had their bunk, but the others were actually where they could have families and.
Oh, okay.
And husbands and wives.
Was an outhouse a particular sort of building, or was or could it refer to? Any
bathroom.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of the things that he had down on that ranch there.
So even back in those days,
they didn't know
it
what
was
an
called...
indoor toilet was, hardly.
Okay, so the outhouse toilet. Even then meant a specific, the bathroom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Now this room, what would you call this little room?
Den.
Okay, and that room out there.
That's the dining room.
Uh-huh. And the place
dining
where
area, you should say, which
yeah.
adjoins the living room.
Okay. I guess you had a fireplace.
There is a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Uh-huh. Does it still work?
Well, we made it not work. As far as the first place, we used it so seldom. And that when we did use it, it was a lot of trouble. And so we put in some very nice looking gas logs that serve the purpose beautifully without any mess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, well, if it did still work, what would go up the chimney?
Smoke.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Do you have a place out in front where you can sit?
Yeah, you mean well? Yeah, and I don't remember what you would call that. Right? The area immediately in front of the fireplace is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have a word for it, that's fine, because we don't use our fireplaces in El Paso very much. But
no, we don't. That's right. Some people love to do it, but we didn't particularly enjoy it.
What about above the fireplace? There might
mantle?
Be
mantle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember a name for the big piece of wood that you put on the fire?
Yeah, just a big log.
Okay. How about small pieces?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you have to get cleaned out every once in a while?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. But less often there's some black stuff.
Well, soot.
Mm-hmm. Who would you have to call to clean out the soot?
I don't know. We've never done it. But they have chimney sweeps.
Uh-huh.
But we never had called because we never did get ours dirty enough to worry about.
Uh-huh. Where would you hang your clothes?